Early in World War I, Sister Kate Bruton was sent to Antwerp, where her considerable skills were needed to treat severely wounded soldiers coming in from the trenches. Kate was born in Ballarat in 1872. She completed her nurse's training at the local hospital. By 1903, she had advanced to the position of matron at the Bunbury Government Hospital. The following year, she set up her own private hospital in Zoe Street, where she worked principally as a midwife. By 1913, she needed larger premises and moved to the corner of Clifton Street and Kumbana Terrace. During June 1914, Kate took a well-earned rest and set off for an extensive trip, starting in London.
Shortly after arriving in London, I became aware of the urgent calls for nurses to treat the growing number of casualties. I decided to place my travel ambitions on hold to enlist with the Queen Alexandra's Imperial Military Nursing Service Reserve. Within a few days, I was posted, together with 34 British nurses, to care for wounded soldiers at the British Field Hospital in Antwerp, Belgium. This hospital was attached to the British Red Cross. The internal setup was unsuitable, disorganised, and could become chaotic. I was quickly promoted to the rank of sister. On the first day at work, I was one of only three nurses attending to the first batch of 140 wounded Belgian soldiers. Those who were shot through the abdomen or had head wounds died shortly after admission. The majority of casualties had large, nasty shrapnel wounds to their legs, many accompanied by bone fractures.
The nurses worked under high pressure, with little sleep and poor food. Kate, however, was determined to see to the men in a timely and orderly fashion. "We were forced to work more than 24 hours in that first shift," she recalled. By October, the German forces were advancing quickly towards Antwerp, and the hospital was ordered to evacuate.
Our fears were heightened when enemy shells burst on houses either side of the hospital. I was lucky to make it aboard the last vessel to leave Belgium and arrived in London on the 8th of October 1914.
Kate Bruton returned to WA in 1917. She remained committed to nursing. She worked both in the country and in Perth, and among her many positions were posts at King Edward and the Perth Children's Hospital. She retired in 1941 as matron of the Perth Hospital Nurses' Home.